This may sound familiar to some of you. Two little boys had two little toys. Each had a wooden horse. Oh, and gaily they'd play each summer's day. Warriors both, of course. One little chap had a mishap and broke off his horse's head. Oh, and he wept for his toy, then cried for joy when he heard his brother say, "Do you think I could leave you crying when there's room on my horse for you? Well, now climb up your jack and ride behind me. We'll mend your horse with glue, and when we grow up, we'll both be soldiers, and our horses will not be toys. Oh, and then perhaps we'll remember when we were just two little boys." Long years had passed and war came so fast. Bravely they marched away, where the cannons roared loud in that wild crowd where wounded and dying Joe lay. Then came a cry, a rider dashed by out of the ranks of the blue, and he galloped away to where Joe lay. And he heard his brother say, "Do you think I could leave you dying when there's room on my horse for you? Will you climb up here, Joe? We'll soon be flying back to the boys in the blue. Can't you see, Jack, I'm all a tremble? Well, it may be the flash or the noise, or it may be because I remember when we were just two little boys." Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, good morning. It's nice to see all of you out. A wonderful fair fall evening that it is. Or is it winter now? I don't know. I've been out of commission for a while. We're here this morning to pay tribute to a man whom probably all of us here knew and loved very much. And through all of us here, he continues to live. So in a little bit, I think we're going to ask some more people to grab their instruments and come up and play a few tunes. And we'll go ahead and do this tune here. This is one of those preaching tunes. Fellow with a heart of gold, ways of a gentleman I've been told, kind of guy wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met the fella who invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Well, it ain't because I don't smoke myself, and I really don't reckon it could hinder my health. I've smoked them all my life and ain't dead yet. Well, now nicotine slaves are all the same. With a pet party, a poker game, everything's gotta stop while you have a cigarette. I say smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, do you smoke yourself to death? Tell St. Peter at the pearly gate, boy, you hate to make him wait, but you got to have another cigarette. Game of chance the other night, old Dame Fortune was doing me right. The kings and queens kept a coming round, and I played him hard, I played him high, and it didn't work on this other guy. He just kept raising and laying the money down. When he'd raise me, I'd raise him. I was sweating blood, it was sink or swim, and he finally called, didn't raise the bet. I said, ace is full, pal, how about you? He says, I'll tell you in a minute or two. Right now I think I'll have a cigarette. I say, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, do you smoke yourself to death? Tell St. Peter at the pearly gate, boy, you haste to make him wait. You got to have another cigarette. I say, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, do you smoke yourself to death? Tell St. Peter at the pearly gate, you hate to make him wait, but you got to have another cigarette. I say, you got to have another cigarette. Thank you very much. I am one of the last times that I had to spend with Gamble was I would say about 2 weeks just before he died. We were together having one of our little afternoon sessions, and we were on the way back to my house. It was kind of ritual. I would go over on my bike, and then he would drive me back home in the van late at night after we were done, and after he had had a glass of whatever little remedy he drank in the afternoons. And we were on our way back home, and just before we left, I was in his little office area looking at a picture on the wall. I don't know what this story is about, but I'm going to tell it anyway, just because it was the most significant story that he had ever told me. He had these pictures on his wall just above his bureau of a man that I assumed was his father. And I asked him, I said, who was that? And he had one perfect tear rolled off of his cheek, and he said, well, that was a very good friend of mine, and his name was Forrest Whitaker. And I said, well, he's passed away. And he said, yeah. He said, well, come on, I'll tell you about Forrest. They met in the 60s when Gamble was touring around, and they became very good friends. And every time that Gamble was in Forrest's area of the woods, Forrest would come out to see Gamble and get up and play a few tunes. Well, Forrest was a pretty wild man, and wasn't very well liked in the town that he lived in. Had some problems with the law, as lots of Gamble's friends did. Well, one afternoon after Gamble had gotten done playing, he and Forrest went out to have a few drinks, and as they returned to Forrest's apartment, Forrest had a little dog. It's the only thing in the world that Gamble said he loved was this little dog. And the dog was dead, lying on his porch. And Forrest picked up the dog and took it inside. And Gamble walked down to his van. And as he was walking to the van, the landlord walked up to Gamble. And he said to Gamble, he said, you know, I killed that dog. It just needed killing. And Gamble told Forrest this. And the two got into a fight in the upstairs apartment that Forrest lived in. And the landlord fell off of the balcony onto the ground and was taken to the hospital in serious condition. They did not expect him to make it. Forrest was immediately put in jail, and the sheriff of the town, who did not like Forrest at all, said, well, I've got you now. You're all mine. You're not going to get out of this one. And while Forrest was in jail, Gamble said the only thing he could think to do to keep himself from going completely insane was he started to count the bricks in the cell. And he counted every single brick in the cell. And he thought to himself, if I can find just one thing in this cell that will tell me that there is a greater force looking out for me, I'll change my life. And after circling this cell many times on one brick, the words were etched. There are exactly 1,732 bricks in this cell. And by this time, we're just about to pull into my driveway, and he looks over at me, and he stops the van in the middle of the road, and he says, now what do you think was so important about that that made him want to change his life? I looked at him, and he said, well, I'll tell you what I think. He said, I think it was this. He said, I think that he felt if one man could focus all his energy into counting bricks in a jail cell, then Forrest could easily focus all his energy on recentering his life and doing the right thing. And he got out of jail. The man lived. Forrest left town and became a new man because of it. I don't know why all these years that story has stuck out in my mind. Gamble told me many stories, and every single one related to a very specific moment in life, whether it be a turmoil that I was experiencing, somebody else was experiencing, anything that he saw that needed to be fixed or remedied, he fixed with stories. And that's specifically what he was. He was a healer more than anything. And those of us who were close to him knew that, that Gamble was a healer. Here's a tune by Merle Travis. I'm a pilgrim and a stranger traveling through this wearisome land. I got a home in that yonder city, good Lord, and it's not made by hand. I got a mother, a sister and brother who have gone that way before, and I long to go and be with them, good Lord, over on that distant shore. And now I am a pilgrim and a stranger traveling through this wearisome land. And I got a home in that yonder city, good Lord, and it's not made by hand. As I go down to the river of Jordan just to bathe my weary soul, and if I could just touch the hem of his garment, good Lord, I believe, well, it would make me whole. For I am a pilgrim and a stranger traveling through this wearisome land. I got a home in that yonder city, good Lord, and it's not made by hand. When I have died and I'm lying in my coffin, all of my friends, they will gather round, and they will say that, well, he is just sleeping, good Lord, sweet peace, his soul is found. For I am a pilgrim and a stranger traveling through this wearisome land, and I got a home in that yonder city, good Lord, and it's not made by hand.
Thank you.
Thank you. Does anybody have any Ben Gay out there? Anybody have any Ben Gay with them? My hands are cold. In case you don't know, this is Ben Gay is a great trick. It's one of the tricks of the trade. I learned that from Jeff Bartley. And he said, hey, if you ever got to play and it's really cold, you go get some Ben Gay. Or better yet, you get some of that blue ice. You put that crap on the back of your hands, buddy. You'll be smoking it like you never have. So Ben Gay is the solution. I think we need to play something a little easier now. That last one was just rough. That was kind of like Louis Armstrong playing the guitar, you know, just a little rough. Let's see here. Okay, here's a great sing-along one. I'd love to hear everybody sing along. Just because, you know, that's a real power trip if you can stand on a stage and make everybody sing along. This tune has been, I think, for quite a few years, this has been my most favorite vocal tune. The first time I heard this song, I wept bitter tears. The first time I heard this song, Gamble played it in St. Augustine while Landon Walker played the bass at the third annual St. Augustine Folk Festival. The second time I heard this tune was in Gamble's house when he played it for myself and my mother and my father, the first time Gamble and I ever got together to practice. And every time that he'd come over to the house, my mom would persuade him with food to play this tune for... My mom's Cuban, so she's a good cook. Anyway, so here's a tune by Mike Smith. Dutchman's not the kind of man to keep his thumb jammed in the dam that holds his dreams in. But that's a secret only Margaret knows. When Amsterdam is golden in the summer, Margaret brings him breakfast. She believes him. He thinks the tulips bloom beneath the snow. He's mad as he can be. But Margaret only sees that sometimes. Sometimes she sees her unborn children in his eyes. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. Now the Dutchman still wears wooden shoes, his cap and coat are patched with love that Margaret sewed in. Sometimes he thinks he's still in Rotterdam. He watches tugboats down canals and calls out to them when he thinks he knows the captain. Till Margaret comes to fetch him home again through unforgiving streets that trip him though she holds his arm. Sometimes he thinks that he's alone and calls her name. She winds his muffler tighter. They sit in the kitchen. Some tea with whiskey keeps away the dew. He sees her for a moment and calls her name. She makes the bed up singing some old love song. She learned it when the song was very new. He hums a line or two. They hum together in the dark. The Dutchman falls to sleep, and Margaret blows the candle out. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. Thank you very much. I think I'm going to do one more tune and then ask a few people to come up here and play some stuff. Because I've been accused of hogging the stage before, so I... we'll try this, and if it doesn't work halfway through, I'll stop and switch into something else. This may be beyond my temperature range this morning. Boy, that looks good. Chocolate, please. Shaken, not stirred. Here's a tune that is quite possibly was written by Chevy Wise, but I don't think anybody ever really squared that up. I don't know. I hope I'm not breaking any laws by saying that. Okay, good. Right, that's what I thought. And he said, well, I just don't like that damn tune, so that guy can have all the rights to it. I think that's the way the story goes. Looky how to come in, coming down that railroad track. Hey, looky how to come in, coming down that railroad track. Yeah, she's the orange blossom special, coming to ring the baby back. Well, I'm going down to Florida, I'll get some sand in my shoes. Hey, maybe California, I will get some sand in my shoes. I'll ride the orange blossom special, and I'll lose these New York blues. Talk about her traveling, she's the fastest train on the line. Talk about her traveling, she's the fastest train on the line. As she's the orange blossom special, rolling down that seaboard line. Looky on a coming, coming down that railroad track. Looky on a coming, she's a coming down that railroad track. And she's a orange blossom special, coming to ring my baby back. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming. And we're going to turn the stage over to some other people so they can get up and do a few tunes. And then maybe we'll all get up together and play a couple.
Yeah, Sam Persetti. We're going to have him back up a little later on. I'm Ann's husband, Frank, in case you don't. just no Florida cracker that loves Florida, I'll tell you. We're going to have a good time here today, I guarantee it. And if you get bored around here, even if you don't get bored around here, find time to go over there and make yourself a scarecrow and carve yourself a pumpkin and take them home. Because you can be the envy of all your neighbors. We got a guy coming up here right now. He's kind of a phenomenal musician here in Florida. He's from Florida, but he tours all over the world. And we're lucky to know him and lucky to have him here today. He's got his own brand of music. He calls Saltwater Music, and he's going to do a few tunes here on open mic. And I want to make an announcement here. If anyone wants to perform here on open mic, see me right out here by the soundboard sometime this morning. I'll get you all signed up and love to have you go. You got a plug up, Dale?
The sooner the better.
Uh-huh. You all set? Boy, these electronic contraptions, I don't know. I asked, I know I make Dale mad, or Dale, when I do this, but he wrote a song, a beautiful song called Wooden Boats, and he plays a plastic guitar. I've been on his case about that for years, and he finally admitted to me. He said, well, Ovation Guitar Company pays me to play this Ovation guitar, so I'll do that. I endorse it for him. Mr. Dale Suggs.
Thank you, Frank. Managed to close my first finger in a car door about 10 days ago. So I'm real curious if I'm going to be able to hang on to a pick today or not. We'll see how that goes. Well, this is a song I learned from Gamble. In a dungeon deep in St. Augustine, Chief Osceola wept for his people and their chosen land. His body had not slept. Then Wildcat said, oh, Chief, I beg you go with me and fight against our mortal foe. But Osceola raised his proud head high, said, do this ere I die. Wildcat brother, to the grassy waters, take the Seminole. There no white man can invade to leave you lying dead and cold. I shall not live among such evil men who mark the sign of truce, this flag of white, and honor not their given sacred word. My name shall be the light that shines in every warrior's soul. In dark and hidden reaches, they will never drive us from our land, nor drain our blood like leeches. My spirit walks with those of you who die, and those of you who always will remain upon this blood-soaked, blessed flower land, must fight and fight again.
Thank you. Of course, Will McLean wrote that. I just did a show in Western Carolina University about 5 years ago, I guess, at beautiful downtown Cullowhee. Got up early the next morning, followed the winding roads out of the down the mountains into North Georgia. And I always got tickled whenever I came through North Georgia because I'd come through Habersham County and there by Raven Gap, the Coochie Valley. And I always remember all those great stories that Gamble used to tell about the summers he'd spend there at the old family place. Well, this particular morning, I sort of had this vision running through my mind, and as I've been known to do, endangered my fellow travelers on the highway by propping a legal pad on the steering wheel, dragging a pen across it.
There's an old tree in a Ansel Adams photo, gnarled and twisted by the wind. And where the winds have snapped, it is healed back over, never to be broken again. And in the same way, our spirits are shattered with each foe we contend. And our hearts grow calloused and our heads grow thick, and our patience grows alarmingly thin. But we grow stronger in the broken places, broken places, men. We grow stronger in the broken places, and hope we don't get hurt again. Just like a favorite pair of jeans, old and faded, just the lightest shade of blue. But the fabric holds where the patches are, and find another place to wear through. So we bob and weave, we dance around the ring. But every round that we spar, and the glove never touches us the same place twice, till we finally drop our guard. But we grow stronger in the broken places, broken places, men. We grow stronger in the broken places, and hope we don't get hurt again. The cheek, and we turn the other cheek until we run out of face. And we learn to forgive, and we learn to forget, but not at the same pace, 'cause it's hard to heal when the wound is fresh and you're trying not to bleed. But the hole will close and the pain will stop just as surely as you breathe, 'cause we grow stronger in the broken places, broken places, men. We grow stronger in the broken places, broken places, men. We grow stronger in the broken places, and hope we don't get hurt again. Don't get hurt again.
Thank you. Sitting there quietly enjoying Sam's set when Frank came over and said, "You're next." I said, "Why?" He said, "Nobody wants to follow Sam." I said, "Hell, I ain't proud." Stupid, maybe, but not proud. You can sit outside on Sunday, watch the world roll by, soak a beer for hours, hear and tell some lies, sing exotic inland surfers, how they look so tanned and slick. You can sit outside on Sundays at Rick's. It rolls for hours like a shower in the spring. Sometimes good, sometimes ugly, like nightingales we sing. And the owner chases women if they're not on to his tricks. You can sit outside on Sundays at Rick's. And the girls strut by, the peacocks call, same mating dance, oh, for one and all. We just sit and watch and smile. Heard this before, yeah. One of the great pleasures in my life is having people request this song when I'm on the road, especially when I'm up north. Because people up north have no concept of Florida's geography. They know I'm from Tallahassee, and so they say, "Do that song, you know, the song that wrote you about that bar down on the beach there in Tallahassee." Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll do a song about Rick's. Yeah, it's right there on Tallahassee Beach there, right on Gaines Street there. Yeah, we sit there and watch the sunset. That's so neat. Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, I was moving some things around in my office because I never throw anything away. I just move it around from time to time. And I ran across, of all things, the original version of this song. Because, see, songwriting is not a linear process. You don't just sit down and write a couple of verses, a chorus, a bridge, another verse, and go home. You write a lot of different verses, and you find the ones that work right together, and you sort of patch them all up. Going through this stack of paper, I found the lost verse to Rick's. The main reason I'm doing this is so you will truly appreciate the art of editing. The shuckers yield a weapon, just a knife and single glove. Holding court politely for the money and the love.
And they'll shuck and jive and listen to your empty rhetoric. Your rhymes can sit outside on Sundays at Rick's. And the girls strut by, the peacocks call, it's a mating dance for one and all. We just sit and watch and smile. So when your tan is finished and your salty skin has dried, come around and join us in the afternoon or night. Listen to the music or eat oysters, take your pick. And sit outside on Sundays at Rick's. Forget all about Monday down at Rick's. And sit outside on Sundays at Rick's.
Thank you. I'll do one more tune here for you. I'll do something new. I'm fairly new. I'm never been a prolific songwriter, and in the last several years, I've learned to restrain that even. But I did write a song as a birthday present to myself back in last December. This is a song about icebreakers. I'm not talking about the ships that keep the northern waterways open. I'm talking about icebreakers, the bane of the facilitated meeting. You've been there, gathered around a table, and the facilitator says, "Now, before we begin, we should all share something about ourselves so that we can be more open with each other." And it's generally familiar exercise such as, "If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?" Well, this particular day it was, "If you were a car, what kind of car would you be?" And I thought, this is really silly. And then as we began to go around the group, I realized you can learn an awful lot about somebody by having them tell you what kind of car they would be. The guy across the table from me says, "I would be a Volkswagen Bug with a Porsche engine." And the guy next to me says, "I'd be a 74 Chevy van, fully customized with a bumper sticker on the back that says, 'If the van be rocking, don't come knocking.'" You know. I don't remember what the meeting was about, but I sure remember that icebreaker. "The paint is fading on this old mottled skin. Bubbles of rust pushing up from within. Good is right. Shield is cracked. Shining example of the maintenance lacked. 40 years ago, it was brand spanking new. 40 years ago, man, it sparkled like the dew. Isn't a Cadillac, not a Packard, not a Cord. Had a pretty good life as an old blue Ford.
original engine still runs like a Colt. Though it's lost some compression and it's seized a few bolts. Upholstery is ragged, a bit worn and in need. It was sure built for comfort and occasional speed. 40 years ago, it was brand spanking new. 40 years ago, man, it sparkled like the dew. Isn't a Cadillac, not a Packard, not a Cord. He's had a pretty good life as an old blue Ford. They worked around the clock back in 1954. And after this model, they didn't make any more. It's a final edition from a company team. Trying hard to build the American dream. You can tune the engine. You can change the oil. Tighten up the suspension. Cleaning coils. The drivetrain is solid. The chassis is strong. Keep it out on the highway and you will never go wrong. 40 years ago, it was brand spanking new. 40 years ago, man, it sparkled like the dew. Isn't a Cadillac, not a Packard, not a Cord. It's had a pretty good life as an old blue Ford. I'm not a Honda or a Volvo, thank the Lord. I've had a pretty good life as an old blue Ford.
Thanks. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you a little later.
Suggs does a great job. Yeah. This next old boy comes from Punta Gorda, and that's important because Punta Gorda must be an important place because that's where Scott Bass's parents live. And we're glad Scott and Sheila's up here. They come all the way up from La Belle to the festival today, and we appreciate them being here. He's been here at the festival for the past 3 or 4 years. We got him in here, had him on a boat landing down there. And he's the best-natured fella you ever want to meet, not only an outstanding songwriter, but he's good-natured, and I'll tell you why. For years, we had him here, and this was my fault, and all my cracker wisdom, was putting his name in the program as Steve Blackwelder. That's not right. It's Steve Blackweld. Steve, come on. Thank you, Mel.
All right. Yeah, thank you, Frank. I'm glad Frank knows how to pronounce Punta Gorda. You know, you got to tell people, you got to think of like you're kicking a female squash, you know, and that's how you pronounce it. Punta Gorda. Although I don't know, Frank, I'm not sure you're going to get a Christmas present this year after making me follow Sam and Dell Suggs. But anyway, I'm going to do the best I can. I promise you that. Okay. There we go. How's that? Oh, the lost monitor. Yeah. I'd like to start out with one that's that I wrote about Rosewood. This thing called The Night They Burned the Rosewood Down. I think I found it. You got her?
I think I found it, but you're not going to have any money.
Well, it's all right. I've never had them around the campfire anyway. January 1923, 9 miles east of Cedar Key, a town once stood so proud and free. It was a black sawmill community, a name of beauty strong and good. Sawmill town was called Rosewood. Florida's black Mecca, it was said, before their hearts were filled with dread. In nearby Sumner, the white folks' town, Fannie Taylor's lover came around. Their quarrel was to become the shame, to kindle Rosewood's fatal flame. And some can't forget the night they burned down the town, the night they burned Rosewood down. Her secret lover bruised her face, and to save herself from the disgrace, she told her husband she'd been attacked by Jesse Hunter, who was black. In 2 days' time, the flames burned cruel, destroying churches, homes, and schools. Hell on earth it came to be, in this town once so proud and free. And some can't forget the night they burned down the town, the night they burned Rosewood down. Klansmen didn't even wear their hoods, and as their homes burned, the kids hid out in the woods. The devil had himself some fun with the knife, the torch, and gun. Hell on earth it came to be, in this town once so proud and free. What can we do? What can we say? We can't just make it go away. All I know is we can fight and try our best to do what's right. And we can't forget the night they burned down the town, the night they burned Rosewood down. No, we can't forget the night they burned down the town, the night they burned Rosewood down. The night they burned, the night they burned, the night they burned Rosewood down. Thank you. I understand they're going to be making a movie about that here pretty soon. I'd like to do one about old cracker cowman Bone Mizell. It's from around my part of the country. around Fort Ogden and Arcadia area. I think, in fact, I think Frank mentions him in his Cracker Cowman song. Always like to kind of imagine what it might have been like to have been a sidekick of Bone Mizell, so I kind of wrote that one from this perspective. Won't you gather around and listen? And if you'll buy me just one beer, I'll tell you of an old cow hunter who was tough as any steer. Though his name was kind of fancy, Morgan Bonaparte Mizell. Well, we all called him Bone, and it seemed to suit him well. Tennessee's got Davy Crockett, Kentucky's got old Daniel Boone, but Florida's got Bone Mizell. That man would howl right at the moon. More than just a cracker cowboy who rode to hell and back, he was anything less than a legend. Was Bunyan just a lumberjack? I used to ride with Bone Mizell, and I was right there by his side. I was even at the station in Fort Ogden when he died. You know, legend and truth, they don't always get along, but I know he's right beside me every time I sing this song. Wake up and bite a biscuit. Get yourselves out of that sack. We got miles and miles to ride. Then he'd give his whip a crack. From Fort Ogden we would ride 7 days to Tampa Town. Get those cattle to the stockyards, then have a look around. Bone would ride right to a tavern, and as a matter of course, he'd ride right up to the bar, sit drinking on his horse, drinking old Blind Tiger moonshine, and sometimes just for thrills, sit around and light cigars using dollar bills. I used to ride with Bone Mizell, and I was right there by his side. I was even at the station in Fort Ogden when he died. You know, legend and truth, they don't always get along, but I know he's right beside me every time I sing this song. Yeah, I know he's right beside me, and he's been there all along. Thank you. Well, one last one here about another one of my Florida heroes. Guy that grew up around, I guess it was around Winter Haven. This is about Graham Parsons. I had the opportunity to sing at a Graham Parsons tribute in Tampa a while back at there at the Skipper Smokehouse. They had a little thing about Graham. Graham was quite influential in country rock. He played with the Byrds for a while when they did their Sweetheart of the Rodeo album. He formed the Flying Burrito Brothers. He was the one that basically worked with Emmylou Harris and got her into the limelight and started on her wonderful career. But in any case, another one of my Florida heroes, Graham Parsons. This is called Shooting Star. Graham Parsons was a shooting star that burned up oh so fast. A southern boy who loved to rock and roll. His country heart so sweetly ached it made you want to cry to feel his soul lose control. Amid the orange groves of Florida, his mom drank herself to death the night before Graham's graduation day. And the sadness that he felt just then, I guess we'll never know. But they say it never went away. He flew off with the birds and he rolled off with the stones. The first cowboy to be cosmic, so it seems. The prince of country rock, the grievous angel echoes on Hank Williams' dream. A star that gleams. Graham, we owe so much to you. Sweetheart of the Rodeo and Emmylou. Burrito Brothers, Gilded Palace of Sin. How I wish you could see. Wish you could see where music's been. He was not afraid to ride. He was not afraid to die. Not caring for the crown that he had earned. And out there in the desert, the junk choked his life right out. He trashed and burned. He never learned. Graham, we owe so much to you. Sweetheart of the Rodeo and Emmylou. Burrito Brothers, Gilded Palace of Sin. How I wish you could see. Wish you could see where music's been. How I wish you could see. Wish you could see where music's been. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Steve Blackwell. Great job there, Steve. We're going to be getting him back up here a little later on and tomorrow, too. These next folks, are I haven't heard them play, but I've sure heard some great things about them. And thanks to Margaret Longhill, they're here today. And as I understand it, we're going to be hearing a lot from these people in the future. They're from Dunellen, and they're a mother and son team. And would you please welcome John and Mem Sims.
Thank you, Frank, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're just so glad to be here on this beautiful day. Frank must have an extra special pool with whoever it is that watches out after us up there, because it couldn't be more ideal. John and I are going to do songs which we wrote. All these are our own songs. One of the members of our team wasn't able to come with us today, and we're going to miss our lead guitarist, Richard Martin. But here we go with Florida's a Place I Long to Be.
Talk.
your Carolina. Oh, honey, sing about your Tennessee. Dream about your Alabama. Oh, but Florida's a place I long to be. Man, there's no way you've seen country till you walk this land with me. Talk about your Mississippi. Oh, but Florida's a place I long to be. Well, we got panthers, we got gators, golden oranges on the tree. Talk about your old Virginia. Oh, but Florida's a place I long to be. Man, there's no way you've seen country till you walk this land with me. Talk about your sweet Kentucky. Oh, but Florida's a place I long to be.
Play a little, John. Oceans, lovely rivers running free. Talk about Louisiana. Oh, but Florida's a place I long to be. Man, there's no way you've seen country till you walk this land with me. Your state of Georgia. Oh, but Florida's a place I long to be. Yeah, talk about your state of Georgia. Oh, but Florida's a place I long to be. Thank you. Thank you very much. Florida's a place I long to be. I'm gonna either you're gonna have to move over. I'm gonna have to move over. Keep hitting it. I bet your glasses. This next song is one that we wrote about our own little town called Donellan, Florida. It's called My Donellan. You ask me just where I'm going. Well, I guess it won't mean much to you. I'm bound where the palm trees are blowing, to a town known to only a few, where the rainbow's crystal blue waters move along with a swift, easy grace, where people are kind and the wheels of your mind turn round at a walkabout pace. Twisted and black with Lacoochie,
lie sheltered by great cypress trees, and wisdom that mirrors the ages is found in the quiet at their knees. Oh, I hope that they never can change her. God knows we've got cities to burn. We can't see at all that beauty is small. I wonder why we never learn. Ooh, my Donellan, your memory's precious to me.
Audience, ladies and gentlemen, we're glad to be singing for songwriters and musicians, because you're the best judges of anyone's performance and music. John's going to do a song that he wrote for you. It's called A Million Where's or Why's.
It's just a shadow of a dying memory. People and places and the way things used to be. Somewhere among the glitter, far beyond the neon sea, lies a place of everyone's fantasy. So tell me, how far are the skies? A million ways or whys? It's chaos, but we think it's control. But be sure and save your soul. Be sure and save your soul. There's an old man on the corner. He's preaching about the times. He tells me are coming, and he shows me the signs, but I just can't believe him. I've heard it a million times. You just keep right on preaching and singing the same lines. So tell me, a million ways and whys? It's chaos, but we think it's control. But be sure and save your soul. Be sure and save your soul.
wonder what will be the fate of man. Will it be the bomb or God's command? We just keep right on living day by damn day, wondering if we'll wake tomorrow living the same way. So tell me, how far are the skies? A million ways away. It's chaos, but we think it's control. But be sure and save your soul. Be sure and save. Save your soul.
Thank you.
John Sims, ladies and gentlemen. John Sims. This is the next song I wrote a couple of years ago about our beautiful state of Florida. It's called The Rose and the Gold. Florida morning will bring your soul close to tears. The rose and the gold of a Florida morning will live in your memory for years. Calm of her blue estuaries, you'd swear you can hear mermaids sing. Thank you.
souls. When nature laid hands on this magical land, she blessed it with treasures untold. Sing it with us. The rose and the gold of a Florida morning will bring your soul close to tears. The rose and the gold of a Florida morning will live in your memory for years. Live in your memory for years.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here today, and thank you for singing with us. It added a lot to it. We appreciate it. I also want to thank the sound man. A good sound man makes you sound many times better, and a bad sound man can just totally ruin you. So thanks to Mr. and Ms. Weber. Bye.
Yeah, if I have anything to do with it, you're going to be hearing a lot from these folks in the future. They are great, aren't they? I never had the opportunity to hear them before. It was just wonderful. Just wonderful. This festival, this open mic's going to be going on today till about 3 o'clock. And then we're going to be breaking up into some individual workshops. And I want to encourage you to check over here with the Scarecrow people and the Pumpkin Carvers and take some of that great stuff home with you. And anyone who would like to play here on open mic, we'd like to get you to come on up here, or to see me out here at the booth would be the best thing to do. You need to see me out there at the booth first.
This here the kind of place where anybody wants to sing song?
Well, yeah. did you sign up out there at the booth?
No, I didn't see no.
Can you play?
I didn't have nobody write for me.
Can you play? What's your name?
Dash.
Dash.
Like in dog food, low suds detergent. Moore, last name Moore, like more and more.
Ladies and gentlemen, this man is a legend in Florida. He co-wrote a lot of songs with Will McLean, and I'm going to embarrass him here by all this, I guess. And we're just honored and lucky to have him here from St. Augustine. He hardly ever wanders away from there anymore. But Mr. Dash Moore, please make him welcome here.
Come all the way over here from St. Augustine to do this one song, actually. And I've been doing it on the street in St. Augustine for a couple of months now. And people like it. And it's about 5 friends of mine that have died in the last 6 years. I think some of them will be familiar to y'all. Well, I sure do miss Paul Champion, Gamble Rogers too, Will McLean and Marty Shue. Smiling Jim Blue. Sounds they made are legend, and the echoes never die, though they've gone to play a new gig at a stage beyond the sky. When Champion played the banjo, chills ran down my back. When Will talked to Tate's Hell, I could see the panther track. That auto harp of Marty's send me out in space. Most every song that Jim did was happy on my face. When I hear the word nostalgia, gambles on the line. These were friends of Florida folk, and all were friends of mine. Yeah, I sure do miss Paul Champion, Gamble Rogers too, Lane and Marty Schulman, Smiling Jim Blue. Sounds they made are legend, and the echoes never die. Though they've gone to play a new gig at a stage beyond the sky. I shared a stage with Champion, toured in a hearse with Will. I can taste the wine we drank back then, smell the flowers still. Saw Marty do St. George Street as he wove his spell. Jimbo take the trade winds as he gave the Ku Klux hell. Saw Gamble in transition from a sideman to a star as he told of Oklawaha and mastered the guitar. Yeah, I sure do miss Paul Champion, Gamble Rogers too, Will McLean and Marty Schulman, Smiling Jim Blue. When the whippoorwills are calling and the sandman's closed my eyes, sometimes I sang along with them at the stage beyond the sky. Someday I hope to join them all at the stage beyond the sky. Outside of hearing it on Cuna Street in St. Augustine, y'all are the first ones to hear it here, huh? Say what? Okay. I know that I don't sound like these professional people, but I make a living doing this. Sorry about that. What little living it is, I'll tell you about that right now. This is called the Florida Swamp Man. If I ever do go out somewhere and work, which I don't do very often, I bill myself as Florida Swamp Man. I didn't write this song out in the swamp like I should have. I wrote it in Tootsie's Orchid Lounge in downtown Nashville, but it serves a purpose anyway, all right? Well, I make my living, if you call it that, off snakes and gators and old bobcat. This life I choose, no one can understand. And they turn up your noses at a Florida swamp man. I know a lot of things that I don't tell, like how far it is from a swamp to a jail. So hey, John Law, come catch me if you can. You gotta slither like a snake to catch a Florida swamp man. They ain't got no home like most folks do. Got a sleeping bag, an old town canoe. My groceries come from the trees and the sand. Bet you never saw a starving Florida swamp man. I get my eggs when the mullet row, wild geese fly and the turtles show. My helm is free, the best in the land. Fruit grows wild for a Florida swamp man. Place on the Tamiami Trail. Got a little beer joint and he peddles my brand. See the tourists buy brew for a Florida swamp man. Got an alligator about a 90 years old. Doggone lazy, got a prod him from his hole. Lay down your quarters at the souvenir stand. See the gator get wrestled by a Florida swamp man. In a fishing shack on Chokoloski Bay, there's a little swamp gal named Lucy May. Her pappy, he's a shrimp boat hand, and he's got no time for a Florida swamp man. But he don't put no fear in me. I stop by when he's out to sea. Try my best to win the hand, sweetest little gal in the whole swamp land. I'll get my nerve up some old day. I'll hit for the swamps with my Lucy May. I know her paw's gonna raise some sand when he learns his daughter hits the Florida swamp man. I know a lot of things that I don't tell, like how far it is from a swamp to a jail. Hey, John Law, come catch me if you can. Got to slither like a snake to catch a Florida swamp man. Got to slither like a snake to catch a Florida swamp man. A Florida swamp man. I tell you, I was going to do a song, Dish Rag a Cook, for you, but it's pretty long. And I tell you, I'm shaking here, and it's not because I'm nervous. I'm chilled inside. I drank too much wine yesterday, and that's one of them hangovers from running around Will McLean, I think. But I am, you know, I've been chilled all morning, and it's getting worse. But instead of the Dish Rag a Cook, which is a long song, I'll do you a short one here. And part of this I wrote, part of it I stole. A boy named Gary Link, down in Miami back about 15 years ago, I guess. He did the first part of this song and the last part. I put the middle in because it wasn't long enough to sing. But Gary got killed. He played somewhere else and coming back into Miami to his place about 3 o'clock in the morning, some drunk ran a traffic light and wiped him out. And I hadn't ever heard about the boy at all till about 1990. And I was up in Alabama, and his brother married one of my cousins. And we were there at the house talking about it, one of my other cousins' house. And they pulled out a tape of Gary. And this song was on the tape, what he did of it. And it's about a place called the Shell Factory down in Fort Myers. Anybody familiar with the Shell Factory? We came to Florida from Alabama when I was 10 years old, and I swear the first thing that I remember seeing, we came down 41, which was a main highway then, with a big billboard that says Fort Myers, Florida, 325 miles. Don't miss the Shell Factory. Well, just 3 days ago, I'd left Miami, headed west towards the Gulf of Mexico, 'cause I owed a man some money in Hialeah. The horses and the dogs I'd bet on ran too slow. There's just one road to take me where I'm going. That's a Highway 41 Tamiami Trail. Every Shell Factory sign that I'm seeing tells me how much further I'm getting from the Hialeah City Jail. Stop by Cooper Town to see old Gator William. Took me out frog gigging all night long. In the morning he offered me his daughter, sweet young thing. I said, no, Bill, I've got to mosey on. There's just one road to take me where I'm going. That's a Highway 41 Tamiami Trail. Every Shell Factory sign that I'm seeing tells me how much further I'm getting from the Hialeah City Jail. I spent yesterday with old Pete Osceola. Took me for a thrilling airboat ride. I said, Pete, I've just got to keep moving. Where I'm going, I don't need no Indian guide. There's just one road to take me where I'm going. That's a Highway 41 Tamiami Trail. Every Shell Factory sign that I'm seeing tells me how much further I'm getting from the Hialeah City Jail. Now I'm walking across that Caloosahatchee River drawbridge. I hear a siren, I see a flashing light. Now I'm riding in the backseat of a Lee County Sheriff's car. Deputies are telling me where I'm gonna spend the night. Thank you, buddy. There's just one road to take me where I'm going. That's a Highway 41 Tamiami Trail. Looking out through the back window of this sheriff's car, every Shell Factory sign that I'm seeing tells me how much closer I'm getting to the Hialeah City Jail. Lord, I do wish I could have got across that bridge into North Fort Myers. I did want to go see that Shell Factory. There's a lot of other things in this part of Florida I'd like to see, too. I'd like to go over to Sanibel Island, but I don't have $3 to get across the bridge. I'd like to go down and check out Cape Coral, but I understand they got an ordinance against sitting down there. I'd like to go look at Lehigh Acres, but I'd feel out of place because I don't have one of them orange-colored jumpsuits to wear. I guess I'll just hang out here in old downtown Buckingham and enjoy all these beautiful horses and beautiful cattle and beautiful women, both of them. One of these days I'm gonna make it back to this part of Florida, and I'm gonna go see that cotton picking shell factory. And there's just one road to take me where I'm going. That's a Highway 41 Tamiami Trail. Looking out through the back window of this sheriff's car, every shell factory sign that I'm seeing tells me how much closer I'm getting to the Hialeah City Jail. Thank y'all. I hope to see y'all over in the campground tonight. We'll get louder over there and have more fun.